Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Wirt. Last week, Paul talked about leaving Lot. Today, Paul will be talking about believing the promise. Let's join Paul now as he teaches believing the promise.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We are going to continue our talk and discussion on having a dream and a vision from God and how to act on what we expect to go through, what we expect to just feel, experience. But if we would just be patient before God, He will make it possible. Last time we talked about God told Abraham to get away from Lot, if you remember. God told him at the beginning to get away from his family and to leave, but yet he kind of disobeyed and took Lot with him. And we were discussing the problems and the situations that he got into when he took Lot with him and disobeyed some of the things that God told him to do. And today we're going to be talking about believing the promises. Get up, leave your country, your kindred, and your father's house, God commanded Abraham. Abraham was 75 years old when he stepped out by faith to embrace his destiny. Do not let age be a factor in your obedience. God knew your age when he called you. The psalmist David declared, "Behold, Thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee." An aging man, Abraham, walking alone beneath the stars, now God speaks to him once again. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, and I will give it unto thee. Can you imagine someone out there trying to number the dust of this earth? Impossible. Separation leads to revelation, and revelation leads to destiny. God tells Abraham, your destiny is unlimited. Look north, south, east, and west, and I will give the land to you. This is a great story. But it's much more than a story, more than a historical record of the birth of the nation of Israel and the beginning of the destiny planned for God's chosen people. More than the story of one man, it is the story of a divine covenant, the supernatural promises of God, intended to pass from generation to generation, down through the centuries. It is the story of divine destiny, and it affects you, and it affects me. God made specific promises to Abraham to which he committed himself. This contractual agreement has been called Arabic covenant. The Bible records several occasions where God appeared to Abraham to make, confirm, or amend these promises. The provisions of this agreement, which ultimately would result in all blessings for all the families of the earth, were not only intended for Abraham, but to his seed after him, Isaac, Jacob, and the nation of Israel. Abraham would be the father of Israel and many other nations, which includes us. Many other nations, that includes us. And that can be read in Genesis 17:5. Though childless at the time, with a barren wife, beyond childbearing years, Abraham believed these promises from God and acted upon them. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Two key words in there. He believed God, and not only did he believe God, he acted on believing on God and stepped out in faith and did what he did. God's promises to you may seem impossible right now, but if you act upon them in faith as Abraham did, they will also become a reality. That is the key thing here. We have to believe in God. We have to trust in God, knowing full well that God will see us through this and help us and give us the strength, give us the wisdom, give us the knowledge and the ability to do and to achieve this dream, this vision that God Himself gave you. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. He will always be with you. If you stay in His will, if you believe in Him and you trust in Him, your vision and your dreams will be a vision and a dream beyond anything that we could ever think or comprehend. And the blessings would be indescribable. And the joy that will fill your heart by doing and stepping out and believing in God and doing as God asked you to do and wanted you to do would be fantastic. Let's say a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, oh, how I thank you that we can trust you, that we can believe in you, that, Father, you will never, ever leave us short. You will never, ever leave us alone, that you will always be with us. The Father, your word says that you stick closer to us than a brother or anybody that could possibly love us. You will always be there to help us. Father, help us to put our trust and to put our belief in you. And Father, help us to step out in faith and to achieve and to do this vision and this dream that you put within our heart. Father, I pray that this passion and this dream will grow and burn within us, that we have to act upon it. Father, touch us and help us and make this a reality, I pray, and touch each and every one and let everyone know that you are there with them and that you will never leave them or forsake them, that you will give them the power, that you will give them the wisdom, and that you will give them the understanding of this dream and this vision that you have for us. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you for your words of promise and your words of encouragement. Thank you for your strength that we can do all things through Christ because you are our strength. Father, we thank you for this time we can share together. And I pray this word will go out and it will bless people that hear it. And it will encourage them and help them, I pray. We thank you for this in Jesus' wonderful, holy, precious, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Believing the Promises. Join Paul next week as he talks about the heir to the promises. All material was furnished by Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. If you enjoy Paul's teachings today, you can write or email us. Our email address is ltm@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's ltm@ltmforchrist.com, or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington, 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.